news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7:05, it is a Wednesday. I made it halfway through the week. It's Mobile Mornings. Hi, I'm Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, and Kelly. We're all here for you, and we'll let Kane be leadoff batter. He's got our traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident without injuries at Greelot and Schillinger Road, but beyond that, a perfect start for the 1065 split Dolphin Island Parkway, I-10, and traveling downtown from the tunnels across the Bayway. Light traffic, Daphne to Malvis and Loxley along I-10. The service to be infill at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone, from independent art to some great oddity items. See them at serpentsofbeinfo.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects sunny skies today. It will be hot with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the upper 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, you scatter thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Wednesday edition. Glad you're here. A trio of tropical weather activity to talk about with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, tropical weather expert. He'll join us for an in-depth discussion around 7:35. Plus, three big things, top stories of the day, front and center over at our website, fmtalk1065.com. A number of abortions in the United States falls to the lowest since 1973. Also, Mobile police investigating now the 28th homicide of 2019. And Spanish Fort and Fairhope voting to raise property taxes to fund schools. That 3 mil property tax increase passed by 500 votes. Those stories and a whole lot more on the way. Right now, let's get started with Kelly and headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We begin in Mobile, as a toddler has died after ingesting what's believed to be lighter fluid. On Sunday, September 15th, at approximately 2:15 p.m., police responded to the Hallmark Apartments on Cody Road North. The 1.5-year-old little girl was transported to a local hospital in serious condition. She was treated at the hospital, but she passed away. The investigation is ongoing at this hour. A new law has gone into effect this month for Alabama hospitals when it comes to gunshot wounds and reporting them to authorities. Effective September the 1st, the law passed by the Alabama legislature now requires physicians, nurses, or other healthcare workers of a hospital, mental health facility, clinic, or nursing home to report a gunshot wound to a law enforcement officer. Hospitals are now required to report patients with gunshot wounds, quote, as soon as possible and no later than when and if the victim is released from the hospital. The law also provides that anyone making a report will be immune from any criminal or civil liability. Until this law was passed, Alabama was one of three states that did not require mandatory reporting of gunshot wounds. Laws do vary from state to state. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The search for a fugitive considered armed and dangerous continues this morning. A manhunt began last night near Wilter Street and the Baldwin Beach Express after William Young was spotted driving a stolen truck. truck. Authorities set up checkpoints looking for the suspect. Young has active felony warrants in Escambia County, Florida, and Robertsdale. Two Milton police officers and a Santa Rosa County deputy are on paid administrative leave following a deadly shooting. Police say a man stole a dump truck from a gas station, then led officers on a chase. The man who died has not yet been identified. The owners of a mobile towing company are facing charges as part of an investigation into insurance fraud. Investigators say Gary Lamar Smith Sr. and Jr. of SOS Towing were charging fees higher than what city rules allow. Property taxes are going up in Spanish Fort and in Fairhope. On Tuesday, voters passed a referendum to increase taxes, providing more funding for schools. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hey, talk with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and football season's here, man.
Finally, thank goodness.
Yeah, and I'm fired up for football season and competitive about football, but also competitive about entertaining during football games there in the backyard. But I know I need a little help.
Sure, and we would love to help you with
okay.
that. So to get started, what you would do is just give us a call, and we have one of our landscape designers come out. We will just talk about how you're going to use the space, what you're going to use it for, how many people are going to be there. And then we start taking cues from what you like, colors, shapes, textures, and we start taking cues from the home itself and the neighborhood, any other existing landscapes. And we just come up with a comprehensive plan that's going to meet all of your needs.
Does it have a comprehensive plan with an outdoor kitchen that I can entertain around?
We can certainly make that happen.
That's how you win. And what I also like is if people want to see the work you've already done, it's posted online for them to see.
Yeah, you can find it on our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or online at sextonlandscapes.com.
All right, for the win, Sexton Lawn and Landscape. Check them out today.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 713, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday. Remember, top stories of the day, podcast, if you want to get them a la carte, show schedules, bios, all that good stuff over at the website, fmtalk1065.com. You can follow us on social media as well, facebook.com/fmtalk1065. Always news stories popped up over there, and you get to discuss it back and forth with us. It's a lot of fun. Also, Twitter at fmtalk1065. All right, now time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Keith Woodham and Carla Stewart with Edward Jones and your CBD store.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
The 8th-ranked Auburn football team continues work today for the SEC opener at Texas A&M.
You can kind of tell a different excitement, not only from our players, but our coaches, and the conference season's here, and that's really what we've been gearing up for the first three games.
Gus Malzahn's team is 3-0, led by a defense rich in talent and experience, and an offense directed by true freshman quarterback Bo Nix. After two interceptions in the Oregon game, Nix has been steady in the last two outings, offering two touchdown passes with no interceptions. Malzahn has confidence in Nix as they prepare to head to the Lone Star State.
The fact that we had the first game on the road, now we had more fans than they had, but it was still, you know, an exciting atmosphere, a big game. So he has that in his back pocket as far as experience. Now, what we're going to see here is, you know, we're truly going the road and one of the loudest places probably in our league. So we'll do a good job of the crowd noise, and we've done that really the last 3 weeks. Even when we were playing at home. And, you know, I think it's like anything else. This will be his first experience, but I know that he is he's a great competitor. The moment won't be too big. I've said that before. So we'll just have to handle the noise and everything that goes with it.
The Tigers have won two in a row over the Aggies, including a furious fourth quarter rally for a win in last year's meeting. Saturday's game kicks just after 2:30 from College Station. We'll be on the air Saturday morning at 11:30 with what's shaping up to be a fantastic lineup on the Tiger Tailgate Show. Our thanks to Alpha Insurance for their partnership. Find a local agent today at alphainsurance.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality, all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown, and associates will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. On Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm Keith Woodham, your Edward Jones financial advisor in West Mobile. We'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process, create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. Call me, Keith Woodham in West Mobile.
Or me, Carla Stewart in Spanish Fort for a face-to-face appointment.
Edward Jones. Member SIPC.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects sunny skies today. It will be hot with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the upper 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, you scatter thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, I'm looking for something nice for the missus, and I've got $1,085 to spend.
That's a pretty precise number, should I ask?
Ron, it seems like this could only happen to me. A few months ago, I won $100. I put it in the truck console, figured I'd surprise the missus with dinner out one night. Then I won a little money at the fishing rodeo and a couple other events, and had it stashed all in the truck console.
Okay, that doesn't sound very safe. Why not keep it in the house, dude?
Ron, after I won the first time, I was going to, and I forgot. And then after a couple small prizes, I won $500 and finally realized I had over $800 stashed. I didn't want to try to explain that to the missus, so I just avoided doing anything, and I kept dropping extra cash into the console until she borrowed my truck last week.
Oh, no. What happened, Dave?
She came into the house with a handful of cash and that look in her eye and told me to start talking. I panicked. I told her I'd been saving up to get her something really special. I'm not completely sure she bought it, but here I am.
Only you. Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan, and this weekend, the inaugural Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo at the grounds. We'll be there with FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors live at 10 on Saturday. Come out for hunting, fishing, outdoor products, and services, plus guest speakers, live music, prize giveaways, and celebrity appearances, including Matt Bradley from The Deadliest Catch and Bubba Thompson of the Cowboy Way, Alabama. That is Saturday and Sunday at the grounds, the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo. Come see us live for a special edition of FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors starting at 10 on Saturday.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning from the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Finding heavier traffic off of Conichill and Snow, Airport and Schillinger Road. And again, if you traveling for the 1065 split from Dolphin Island Parkway all the way downtown from the tunnels across the Bayway and the Causeway, we've had light traffic. You can know the delays coming in from the Eastern Shore. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 461-1USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 720 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, a trio of tropical activity out there for us to talk with Dr. Bill about coming up in just about 15 minutes. Also, our buddy Jeff Poore joins us after 8 o'clock. Lots to talk about with him. Right now, we've got more headlines with Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The search is on this morning for who shot and killed 41-year-old Darius Seltzer as the homicide investigation continues in Mobile. On Tuesday, September the 17th, at approximately 12.07 a.m., Mobile police responded to the Serenity Apartments on Azalea Road in reference to the report of shots fired. Once officers located the victim, they found him suffering from a gunshot wound. Seltzer was transported to the hospital where he later died. There is no known suspects at this time, and this homicide investigation is ongoing. If you have information which can assist, you are encouraged to call Mobile Police. Enterprise police have arrested a man after finding his puppy suffering from deadly burns. 35-year-old Torrance Marshall is behind bars on an animal cruelty complaint. Police confirm a concerned citizen called police after she found a puppy in her yard that needed immediate medical attention. The puppy was under 3 months of age and had severe burns to its feet, belly, and nose. The puppy was taken to a veterinarian but did not survive their injuries. Detectives were able to locate a burn pit at Marshall's home, and that's how they determined that he was the puppy's owner. Marshall was taken into custody on Monday night, and he remains held without bond on a first-degree animal cruelty charge. He is scheduled in court later this week. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, everybody. I'm Doug Holton, inviting you to join us every Thursday night at 7 p.m. for Tiger Talk Overtime right here on FM Talk 106.5. It's your chance to talk Auburn athletics, specifically this fall, of course, Tiger football, for an extra hour following Tiger Talk. Tiger Talk Overtime, Thursday nights at 7, right here, only on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along. Sean Dalton, Kelly with our headlines. Dr. Bill joins us. Yeah, a lot to talk about in the tropics and, of course, our forecast. When does the heat break? He has an answer for us. We'll get to that in just a little bit. I want y'all to say hello to my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's talk about inventory that has grown, because when y'all sell vehicles, you get trade-ins too.
Absolutely. You know, we got a great selection of local trade-ins. A lot of them are one owners, and we got a tremendous amount of vehicles under $10,000. We got a great selection under $7,000. That's cars, SUVs, and a few trucks.
You know, we often call those, you know, cash vehicles, but you also have great financing options on those.
Oh yeah, that's the finance companies love them, the credit unions love them. You know, when they know what kind of vehicles we stock, what kind of vehicles we carry, and we stand behind them, so we're able to get them financed for, you know, just about any price, as long as it's $2,000 or above.
All right, let's talk about coming out and checking out the options for financing and looking at that great selection of vehicles.
Come see us, Highway 90 at Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Hey, thank you, Larry.
Thanks.
Bye. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 723. Let's do this. One of the stories we had from Three Big Things, top stories of the day, was the vote yesterday for Fairhope and Spanish Fort for a 3 mil property tax increase for schools. It passed by 500 votes. I don't think these numbers are certified yet, but there's 55% yes, 45% no. Baldwin County, this from our news partners at WKRG, said Baldwin County Superintendent Eddie Tyler sent out a statement thanking voters, said, after everything our system's been through over the past decade, I can tell you we all feel very blessed to once again have support of our local communities. On behalf of the 31,000 students and 4,000 employees, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much for the opportunity you have given these children. So there you go, end quote. In the past, critics of a tax increase said they were skeptical of where the money would actually end up. Others believe the tax increase to be too high. I mean, even though it passes, you know, a fairly narrow margin, 5% margin there.
Yeah, and in Spanish Fort, it was an even closer margin for the 3 mil property tax increase. That went 52% for yes and 48% against the increase. So a couple close votes there. But
yeah, and it's the difference is, I think, yeah, Fairhope is 3 mils for 30 years and Spanish Fort with 3 mils for 10 years.
Right? 10 years, that's right.
But those both passed yesterday. And then a very sad milestone met here in 2019 for the city of Mobile. The 28th homicide of the year so far reported early yesterday at an apartment
apartment complex off Azalea Road. Officers called to Serenity Apartments, where they found a man suffering from a gunshot wound. He later died in an area hospital. Update from our news partners at KRG said the investigation in the homicide continues. Mobile police say there are no suspects at this time. Mobile Police Chief Lawrence Batiste is addressing the high number of homicides. He sat down with Sheriff Lombard yesterday and talked about this. Number one, saying there's not much they can do to prevent homicides.
There isn't a whole lot you can do about homicide. You've heard me say over and over and over again, violent crime is an emotional act. I could place someone in someone's back pocket, put an officer in someone's back pocket, and if someone had an intent to take someone else's life, I really wouldn't be able to prevent it because I have to wait for the overt act.
He also went on to say there's not much proaction, it's reaction.
Our actions are typically always reactionary to the act of homicide or an assault itself in most cases. Our homicides are not random homicides. They're homicides that are committed by known individuals to, you know, the victims are usually known to the person that that perpetrates the crime against them. We've tried to clean up those areas and encourage people to stay away areas that we believe that may not be safe for them to necessarily be in. And when people follow that approach, we don't have random victims to occur like this. So the ideal is that the things that we can do, we've done, but I don't think that you can really ever change, you can ever really stop a homicide if someone has it in their mind that it's going to happen.
That's an interesting point because you can't police somebody who's going to do something like that, right? Mm-hmm. You can police other kind of crimes maybe more easily than you can homicide. I want to talk about this, though, in the context we've discussed it before, and I'm going to look again. I've done it in years past to see in what category these homicides fall, the 28 homicides fall. And maybe you can cut the pie up in more slices than I do, but let's say the three slices I look at. Number one, domestic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Domestic situations where people are known to each other. It's a crime of passion of some sort. Mm-hmm. Domestically. Still somebody is murdered, somebody is gone, families are hurting, but citizens who are not in those domestic situations don't fear that kind of homicide.
Yeah, crime between families or lovers.
All right. Then you have the bad guys versus bad. And this is of lowest concern on my list, except when the bad guy shootouts hurt innocent people. But there are a percentage every year of these murders we have that are bad guy killing bad guy and then retribution from bad guy to another bad guy. I got to tell you, it doesn't keep me up at night, except the situation where people that are innocent get shot in these bad guy versus bad guy crimes.
Which we've seen far too often when it spills out into a club or somewhere where there's a lot of people.
They go to shoot at the other bad guy, mm-hmm. and they don't hit the other bad guy.
Right.
They hit the innocent person. And that takes it into this third category, which I think is, for me personally, the one that worries me the most. It may be the smallest percentage of these homicides, but the one that worries me the most is seemingly random. Mm-hmm. Whether it's bad guy versus bad guy hits innocent person or predators, criminal predators targeting citizens.
Right.
And I think about the mom who was going to work, who was killed right there getting onto I-10. I mean, stuff like that. And those are one of many, many stories that I think, to me, when I think of homicides in the city, those are the ones I focus on.
Carjackings, home invasions.
That stuff, right. So we'll look into this. By the way, programming note on another subject, Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson joins us at noon today on Midday Mobile. So first batter up today at noon, Mobile's Mayor Sandy Stimson. A lot coming up on today's Midday Show. We'll roll that out for you shortly. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us in just a second. A trio of tropical weather to talk about. One right there in the Southwest Gulf going into the Houston area, and then what's coming across the Atlantic. It'll keep us up to date. And how much longer? 99 yesterday for a high temperature. How much longer does this go on? He'll answer that question coming up. All right, News 5 is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Flags will be flown at half-staff across Alabama to honor a Tuscaloosa police officer killed in the line of duty. Officer Dornell Cousette was shot and killed Monday night. He leaves behind two daughters and a fiancé. Authorities identified the shooter as 20-year-old Luther Watkins. He is charged with capital murder. One man was killed, another arrested following a hit-and-run in Crestview. William Bowles is facing charges after state troopers say he hit 71-year-old Wilbur Heath. Happened just before 9 o'clock last night near Highway 90 and Hare Street. Bowles drove off and did not call police, according to authorities. The search for a fugitive considered armed and dangerous continues this morning. A manhunt began last night near Wilter Street in the Baldwin Beach Express after a man named William Young was spotted driving a stolen truck. And the Baldwin County Fair kicked off last night in Robertsdale. It runs until Saturday. You can find a list of rides and events on WKRG.com. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful. I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
Iran's state-run news agency says Tehran is putting Washington on notice that any action against Iran will face an immediate answer. That's an apparent response to White House finger-pointing over the Saudi oil field attacks. Correspondent Nick Robertson in Riyadh.
Half of their capacity was taken out. That's about 8% of the supply of the global supply. And this is, in essence, where Saudi Arabia tries to build its case that this is an attack not just on Saudi Arabia, but on the global economy and on global stability.
It may be days before Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu learns whether he has fended off a nail-biting challenge. Exit polls suggest Netanyahu is neck and neck with opposition leader Benny Gantz. Some schools are closed and sandbags are being strewn about in southeast Texas, where a downgraded Imelda still promises up to a foot and a half of rain. I'm Jan Johnson.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. As a nationwide strike at GM hits its third day, the company's use of temporary workers has emerged as a key bargaining issue as the UAW negotiates a new labor contract. With auto sales slowing, GM, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler are looking to increase the number of lower-cost temporary workers at their plants so they have more flexibility to dial back factory output if demand falls. Relying more on temporary workers is one way the car companies hope to keep rising labor costs in check, but the union has resisted such efforts in the past, arguing that those workers filled jobs that could go to full-time employees. A high-stakes legal drama over Brexit is playing out at Britain's Supreme Court. The case pits the powers of elected lawmakers against those of Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government in a struggle to control Britain's impending departure from the European Union. One side is arguing urging the court to rule that Johnson illegally suspended Parliament just weeks before the country is to leave the bloc. And that's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Cammie's Old Dutch would like to give a big thank you to all the local restaurants in downtown Mobile that serve her ice cream, including OK Bicycle Shop, Chuck's Fish, Wenzel's Oyster House, Rooster's, Dumbwaiter, and new to the Old Dutch family, Truman's Diner. Locals keeping it local. Like Cammie's Old Dutch on Facebook to stay in the know on flavors and events. Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Florida and Old Shell. 50 years and still dipping. And now open on the Parkway inside Food Champs Grocery Store. 2 to 8, Thursday through Sunday.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 7:35, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
When does it end? When does the heat wave end? This is it's too much. I'm getting revolt here, man. This is we need some relief.
Well, we are going to see a break in the intense heat wave, and that will occur tomorrow. And carry us through the weekend, at least to get temperatures to about normal for this time of the year. The normal high now is about 87 degrees. So when we get up in these high 90s, that is way, way above normal. Yesterday, the official high temperature out at the airport was 99 degrees, 1 degree away from a record. And today, well, we could break a record. I think the record is 96, and we'll get a good chance of getting into the upper 90s this afternoon. We should have plenty of sunshine today, and just a very slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Tonight, mostly clear, low about 75, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a decent chance for some thunderstorm activity, mainly in the afternoon, and the high tomorrow in the upper 80s. Now, there is a cold front moving down through Alabama, and it will drop temperatures a bit over the state for the next few days. That front should reach our area tomorrow and tomorrow night and move offshore. And then looks good for Friday. Mostly sunny, low humidity, high temperature near 90. And then the weekend looking good. Mostly sunny, slight chance of a thunderstorm Saturday, high in the upper 80s. And then sunny skies for Sunday, and again, a high in the upper 80s. So looks good for the weekend, and this should be the last day of this long stretch of excessively high temperatures, upper 90s, and we have we could actually reach 100 degrees today. Yesterday, Montgomery was up to 100, and they're looking for 101 for this afternoon.
Wow. Well, yeah, I'm ready for the break, and the upper 80s will feel like a cold front after what we've been dealing with. What about the tropics? What are you watching there? What's going on with Imelda?
Yeah, Imelda actually formed right on the coast. It was an area of weather disturbance that moved across the Gulf of Mexico over the last several days, mainly an upper air disturbance, but it did form at the surface and right near the coast, near Freeport, Texas, and became a low-pressure center, a depression, and then very briefly a tropical storm. It is now overland, over East Texas, but it's going to produce quite a bit of rain in the next couple of days in the Houston area. Have a lot of activity going on. Of course, Humberto is out in the Atlantic near, way out east of North Carolina, near Bermuda, and it's now a major hurricane with 115 mile per hour winds, Category 3. Good news, it's headed away from the U.S. mainland and out in the open waters of the Atlantic. Some more activity now, a new tropical storm, Jerry, about halfway between the Caribbean and the African coast. Jerry with about 45 mile per hour winds. Looks like it will recurve out into the open Atlantic and may not be any threat to the U.S. mainland. Also, another area now forming just to the east of Jerry, and over the next few days, that could become a tropical storm and move into the eastern Caribbean. So we've got a lot of activity going on all the way from Texas to the African coast.
Yeah, and you've pointed out that this is going to be a busier-than-average hurricane season. This could all be coming in the second half here of hurricane season.
Definitely a busy second half, and with the El Nino effect in the Pacific, which reduces produces hurricanes in the Atlantic, that El Nino has kind of faded out, and it's going to allow a lot of activity in the tropics in the Atlantic, and we're seeing it right now. We expect it to go on into October.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with forecasts and a look at the tropics. He does that all hurricane season long right here at FM Talk 106.5. Check the ride in with Kane. Traffic's on the way. Mm-hmm.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, brought to you by Coastal Alabama Community College, we talk cybersecurity with Glenda Snodgrass of The Net Effect. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Your passwords, cell phone numbers, favorite websites, and most helpful apps have likely all been compromised at some point. The dark web is not a fictitious place. It's real. And it is here where all our details are bought and sold to those who want our money. They create many clever tricks to force us to giving it to them. Glenda Snodgrass advises companies on simple ways to prevent attacks and vulnerabilities. Folks, if you're online in any way, you need to hear this. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pinson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident clearing at Greelot and Schillinger. Also, airport between Mont Lamar and the West I-65 service road. Moving an accident in a parking lot in Three Notch, now closed off between Dawes Road and McFarland Road, as they're replacing a drainage pipe that could be closed up to 3 days. And whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pinson Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day and even offering underwater recovery at PinsonSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
In 1973, America's original guitar rock band planted their flag. Now, Lynyrd Skynyrd takes their final bow. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Last of the Street Survivors Farewell Tour. Saturday, September 28th, the Wharf Amphitheater. With very special guest, Cody Jinks. Lynyrd Skynyrd, playing the Wharf Amphitheater one last time. Reserve seat tickets on sale now. Online at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or by phone at 800-745-3000. Lynyrd Skynyrd, on their final tour ever. With very special guest, Cody Jinks. Saturday, September 28th, the Wharf Amphitheater, part of the C Spire Concert Series, produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
Right, 7:42 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings. What was it yesterday or the day before, we talked about Netflix and how much money they shelled out for Seinfeld?
Yeah.
That, like, has not had a... It's 1998 was the end of Seinfeld, and they're paying about $100 million a year for the rights to put Seinfeld on Netflix.
A kid born right after Seinfeld would be 21 today.
You have a way to make me feel old. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Well, how about this? A Hollywood Reporter saying HBO Max has now paid billions of dollars for the exclusive streaming rights to all 12 seasons of The Big Bang Theory for 5 years.
Wow. Billions.
If we could only come up with a show that people like, Dalton, and we could put it into syndication, we could retire early.
Mobile right. Mornings now streaming on Netflix.
That's right. Service will debut sometime next spring. HBO Max paid $425 million over 5 years, $85 million per year, to steal Friends from Netflix, right? And now, and speaking of Netflix, it has Seinfeld. But now the rumor is, Hollywood Reporter saying, they didn't give us the exact number, they said billions, though, billions of dollars for the exclusive streaming rights to all 12 seasons of Big Bang Theory.
That's huge. So that, by my count, that puts Big Bang Theory as the most expensive show, followed by Seinfeld. And I think Seinfeld is tied with The Office, because I can't remember who paid. Somebody bought it because Netflix did have The Office, but that's also going for $100 million a year.
Holy cow. Okay, we got to come up with a show, man.
Okay, work on that. I'll start working on it.
All right, Kelly's got her headlines right now.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile police are working a case where the victim says that he was asked for a lighter for a cigarette and then his money. and that's when shots were fired. On Sunday, September the 15th, just after 4:30 p.m., police responded to Rosa Drive in reference to the report of a robbery. The victim says he was walking in the area of Florida Street Extension toward Rosa Drive when he was approached by a white two-door vehicle with two males inside. The victim says the driver of the vehicle asked him for a cigarette light, and when he approached the vehicle, the driver pulled a gun and demanded money. The victim says that when he refused, the passenger exited the vehicle with a long gun and grabbed him by the shirt and demanded money. The victim says he pulled away, ran away on foot, and that's when he heard shots fired in his direction. The victim was not shot, but authorities later discovered those bullets did hit a home on Rosa Drive. People were inside the home at the time, but thankfully there were no injuries. This investigation's ongoing. Now to a story we've been talking about right here on Mobile Mornings and on Twitter. Arrests have been made in Dothan after two people stole four cats from an Alabama shelter and freed nine other cats, each valued at $95. The Dothan Eagle is reporting that 18-year-old Shalia Shepherd and 18-year-old Dylan Harvell were arrested Sunday and charged with third-degree theft. Dothan police say the two entered the Wiregrass Humane Society, took the cats, freed the cats, and later tried to return four of the cats that they had taken. The motive has not yet been released. Shepherd has posted bail and has been released from custody. Those cats are still missing as of this morning. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore. It's our biggest giveaway ever. Play now through Friday, September 27th, and for every 250 base points earned, you'll get one entry into our last chance drawing on September 27th, when you could win a share of $10,000 free play or one of five entries into the $1 million grand prize drawing on September 29th. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore and find your winning moment.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The search for a fugitive considered armed and dangerous continues this morning. A manhunt began last night near Wilter Street and the Baldwin Beach Express after William Young was spotted driving a stolen truck. Authorities set up checkpoints looking for the suspect. Young has active felony warrants in Escambia County, Florida and Robertsdale. Two Milton police officers and a Santa Rosa County deputy are on paid administrative leave following a deadly shooting. Police say a man stole a dump truck from a gas station, then led officers on a chase. The man who died has not yet been identified. The owners of a mobile towing company are facing charges as part of an investigation into insurance fraud. Investigators say Gary Lamar Smith Sr. and Jr. of SOS Towing were charging fees higher than what city rules allow. Property taxes are going up in Spanish Fort and in Fairhope. On Tuesday, voters passed a referendum to increase taxes, providing more funding for schools. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If you need a full-size pickup that's engineered for summertime fun on the coast, then check out the 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition. Featuring the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate, kicker audio system, and more, this next-generation Sierra comes with the X31 off-road package with special badging and options to make your Sierra rugged and ready for the coast. The 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition. Non-GM warranty, limited warranty by kicker, 3 years, 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. For more information, contact your dealer.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start in college football. Auburn Tigers freshman defensive end Charles Moore has left the team.
The 6'4", 255-pound lineman was a four-star recruit in Auburn's 2019 class, but has not played through the team's first three games of the season. Now it looks like he is looking for a new team. The Tigers have a big game on deck this weekend when they head to College Station to take on the 17th-ranked Texas A&M Aggies. Right now, the Aggies are favored by 3.5 points over the 8th-ranked Tigers. That game's scheduled to kick off at 2:30 on Saturday with the pregame show right here on FM Talk 106.5 beginning at 11:30. Here's the rest of your SEC lineup for the weekend. We have four games that start at 11 a.m. on Saturday with number 2-ranked Alabama hosting Southern Miss. The Tide right now favored by 39 points. Also at 11, number 4-ranked LSU plays at Vanderbilt in Nashville. The Tigers are favored by 23.5 points. Number 9-ranked Florida hosts Tennessee at 11 a.m. The Gators favored by 2 touchdowns. And also at 11, Ole Miss hosts number 23-ranked California. The Rebels actually favored by 2 points in that game. At 3 o'clock, Mississippi State hosts Kentucky. Both teams coming off bad losses last weekend. Bulldogs favored by 6.5 points. Also at 3 o'clock, Missouri hosts South Carolina with the Tigers favored by 9.5. At 6:30, Arkansas hosts San Jose State with the Razorbacks favored by 3 touchdowns. And at 7 o'clock, a top 10 matchup with number 7-ranked Notre Dame heading to Athens to take on the number 3-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia right now favored by 2 touchdowns. In the major leagues last night, the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Atlanta Braves 5-4. Phillies' Rhys Hoskins and Jose Perella both hit 2-run homers in the win. The Washington Nationals beat St. Louis 6-2. Miami doubled up Arizona 12-6. Marcus Stroman pitched 7 shutout innings. And New York Mets rookie Pete Alonso hit his 48th home run as the Mets beat Colorado 6-1. Cincinnati beat the Chicago Cubs 4-2. And Milwaukee beat San Diego 3-1. In the American League, San Francisco Giants rookie Mike Yastrzemski, who is the grandson of Boston Red Sox legend Carl Yastrzemski, hit a home run in his first game ever at Boston's Fenway Park.
He does. High into center field. It is out of here. Unbelievable. Number 20 here at Fenway Park for Mike Yastrzemski.
Mike's grandfather, Carl, played 23 seasons for the Red Sox. He was an 18-time All-Star, won the 1967 MVP, and was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1989, the year before his grandson was born. Last night, Giants went on to win that game 7-6 in 15 innings. The Toronto Blue Jays beat the Baltimore Orioles 8-5 last night. Blue Jays rookie Kevin Biggio homered in the third inning. He singled in the sixth, doubled in the eighth, and tripled in the ninth inning to hit for the cycle, just like his dad Craig Biggio did in April of 2002. Biggios are now the second father-son duo to hit for the cycle in MLB history. The only other father-son duo in Major League history to hit for the cycle was Gary Ward for Minnesota in 1980 and his son Darryl Ward for Pittsburgh in 2004. In other games, the New York Yankees shut out the LA Angels 8-0. Oakland beat Kansas City 2-1. The LA Dodgers got the win over Tampa Bay 7-5. Minnesota beat the Chicago White Sox 9-8 in 12 innings. Cleveland beat Detroit 7-2. Cleveland's now beat the Tigers 15 games in a row. And Houston beat Texas 4-1, with Astros pitcher Justin Verlander winning his major league leading 19th game of the season. Also, Seattle shut out Pittsburgh yesterday 6-0. 7:53 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. And today on this National Cheeseburger Day, why not head over to Butch Cassidy's, grab you that famous Butch Burger, soon to be famous Butch Burger. You'll find them in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, 7:52, coming right back. More Mobile Mornings.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects sunny skies today. It will be hot with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the upper 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, you scatter thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070. Fresh, local, at Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 5. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department have been busy at Three Notch Road and closed down between Dawes Road and McFarland Road. They've got a drainage pipe because it takes about 3 days to get that fixed, so be careful through there. Also, airport between Mont Lamar and the West I-65 Service Road, moving another accident into a parking lot. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings, model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. Big news for Africatown this morning and the Clotilda, as Alabama's State Historical Commission will retain control of the last U.S. slave ship. Last Friday was a deadline for any potential owners to claim the wreckage. That wreckage was found burned near Mobile after illegally bringing 110 free Africans to Alabama in 1860. Since no one came forward to claim the ship's remains, the state can now move forward in federal court to take permanent possession. Researchers identify the wreckage of the ship this summer just north of Mobile. Officials believe that at least some of the hull could be intact in the muddy bottom of the Mobile River near an island. Plans have not yet been released as to what may be done with the wreckage or whether it can be raised. Mobile's 1065 may not be coming to the city this year, but there is still room to celebrate as the Flavor Fest on Dolphin, a one-day free event, comes to downtown Mobile Saturday, October the 5th. On Facebook, organizers said, "Hey, Mobile, 1065 hears ya, and we have your back. Your response to our news last week was overwhelming, and you've inspired us. We may be short on time and low on funds, but we know how to throw a street party." The lineup includes the Tip Tops, the Red Clay Strays, and Yeah Probably. In addition to free live music on two stages, Flavor Fest on Dolphin will feature more than 20 restaurants and bars where you can sample all varieties of sparkling beverages and cocktails in a can. Music starts at 4 p.m., tastings at 8 p.m. The event is being billed as presented by 1065, as 1065 organizers say they hope that festival will return. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 757 FM Talk 1065 Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along. Jeff Poore joins us here in just a few minutes. Lots to talk about with him in state news and in national news. We'll get to that. And your calls at 343-0106, 343-0106. That's all on the way. And remember, check us out online, fmtalk1065.com. On the website, three big things, top stories of the day. You can check out pretty sad news for the city of Mobile, 28th homicide of 2019. We have some clips from Mobile Police Chief Batiste talking about that. And in Spanish Fort and Fairhope, the vote was close, but it was yes for that $3 million property tax increase. We get that as well. It's all coming up next hour right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 1065. Glad you're here.